Hi everyone, it's me, Queen PR, and welcome back to Where WWE Meets Pop Culture. But before we get into this jam-packed show, make sure you hit the like, subscribe, and the bell for notification for all the new episodes. It's wedding season, we're on the road to WrestleMania, John Cena has been everywhere, and we've got some breakups too. So, it's been a busy week, so let's get into it. Sad news to start off the show. CJ Perry and Miro, who you may know from WWE as Lana and Rusev, one of my favorite wrestling couples, actually announced that they are splitting after 7 years of marriage. They got married in 2016. Some of you may remember their two weddings on Total Divas. They met in NXT, came up in WWE together, have worked on screen together. They seemed, you know, like very compatible. They understood each other on a whole new level. They got married after 2 years of dating. They have announced that they're splitting. No one has filed for divorce yet, but they are both employed in AEW. They say they are going to remain friends and hopefully work together on screen. And I think them on screen together in wrestling was magic. So I'm excited to hear that they are going to still remain friends. It doesn't seem like a bitter divorce. Sources told TMZ that they simply grew apart, which happens. You know, you've been together for a long time. You know, your life goes through so many changes. And, you know, sometimes that just happens. But I am interested to see what AEW does with this breakup news, because the one fun thing about wrestling is that you can always sprinkle in that little bit of realism to make some really good storylines. And CJ and Miro being very dedicated to the art of professional wrestling, but also to acting and committing to the performance. So who knows what magic can happen out of this? That is what I love about the wrestling business. I spread love to CJ Perry and Miro. And, you know, we'll see what happens in this new chapter of their lives. But amid all of this, CJ has been keeping busy, as she tends to do. She attended the Love Lives Bleeding premiere during Oscars weekend. She had a lot to say about it, so make sure you go over to her Instagram, and she stunned in an all-black dress. Then she attended the DirecTV Streaming with the Stars event hosted by Rob Lowe in Beverly Hills. So my girl is keeping busy, and that is what we love best about CJ Perry. And now on to my girl, Mercedes Moné. She has been making a splash. She recently sat down for her first in-depth interview with Evan Mack on Kick Rocks Wrestling Podcast. I suggest any Mercedes Moné fan listen to that. I thought it was fun that she said that she spends most of her money on wigs and crystals. Because lately, she has been killing it with all of her looks, to be honest with you. She traveled to Japan recently to present and attend the Crunchyroll Anime Awards, which is literally a dream come true for her. She has a gorgeous burgundy and gold custom gown that was made for her. I think she looks absolutely fantastic. She has had such a roller coaster year since leaving WWE. And I think mostly she's been able to kind of live a lot of her biggest dreams that I don't think would happen if she was still with WWE. I want to shout out Twitter user at Joshi Nostalgia, because she did a thread on Twitter of all of Mercedes Moné's post WWE things that she's done. And like, it's so hard to keep up with all of it because she is everywhere. She attended the Black Panther red carpet, the She-Hulk red carpet. She signed with United Talent Agency and said that she's working on multiple other Hollywood projects. She's been featured at New York Fashion Week with our girl Trinity, you know, being front row at Celtics games, and, you know, all of her just three money matches that she's had, and she is now on to big business. She also took a photo with another, you know, hashtag anime girl, Megan Thee Stallion. Yes, you heard that right. There is a photo of Mercedes and Meg. I'm sure you've seen it circulating all over social media, but it is still a photo that I think absolutely breaks the internet. Or if anything, lives rent-free in my mind. Shout out to Mercedes Moné. I love you, girl. I love that I am mentioning Aja Smith on this show. I mentioned her last week on an episode because she highlighted Journey, a beautiful 5-year-old who dressed up as her, idolized her, and we were able to do that. And shout out to Journey's family and Aja Smith for sharing the post and reacting to it. And then for Black History Month, she visited her elementary school and she was able to present on a panel talking about her career and just what it takes to follow your dreams. So I want to shout out Aja Smith. I love this kind of stuff. I love when WWE superstars can give back to the community, and this is really important. So shout out to Aja Smith. And what lucky kids. You get Rev Bay coming to your school? Like, how lit is that? Speaking of lit, WWE finally announced where they're going to be hosting this year's SummerSlam. Last year, it took place in Detroit. This year, it is going to be taking place in Cleveland, Ohio. Logan Paul announced it on his podcast. So it was a, what's the name of his podcast? It was an impulsive, exclusive. Logan Paul is from Cleveland. He's already talked about who he wants to come to SummerSlam. He mentioned the Kelce brothers, MGK, you know, he is a star in his own right. I can only imagine. And of course, his brother Jake Paul will most likely be there and maybe even get involved in something. I do want to shout out that The Miz is also from Cleveland. So yeah, Logan, yeah, it's your hometown. You coming home. Yeah. But I'm going to be there for The Miz. So I'm very excited about that. And he said that he would take on LeBron as an opponent. Okay. Go big or go home. You know, he showed up into WWE and he is making a splash. And one thing I will say Logan Paul makes a splash in, and that is business. Okay. I enjoy his energy drink Prime personally. I think it's amazing. Me and Brian H. Waters did a taste test with Zoa, the Rocks drink, and Prime. And I'm just saying we was kind of digging Prime a little bit more. But we love The Rock. But it's a really good energy drink if you've never had it. And WWE just announced a partnership with Prime. If you were watching SmackDown last week, I am sure you noticed the big-ass Prime logo in the middle of the ring. Very UFC-like as well. Very boxing. Very, like, WWE definitely moving in different directions. We've obviously seen a lot with brand partnerships. You know, WWE's always been about brand partnerships, but it's definitely been very much more evident lately. The, you know, Mountain Dew matches and the press conferences, like literally having Cody Rhodes taste these products on TV and talk about how good they are. You know, Slim Jim, of course, our girl Bianca Belair, spokesperson. So it's very exciting to see this. There were a lot of mixed reactions online about the obvious advertising. And as somebody who is very passionate about marketing and think WWE is one of the biggest or best case studies for marketing that there is, especially now, and why this show exists. But I'm not mad at it. You know, you have Logan Paul involved in things. He's one of the most followed, most popular YouTube stars ever. So you lock in his generation fan base, and then you also have a partnership with a really good product. Like, it's not just because it's Logan Paul's drink, but I mean, I live in New York City. I don't walk past a bodega that doesn't have Prime in the window. So I think it's an amazing opportunity. And I think it just shows the course of where WWE is going. You know, it shows where WWE is meeting pop culture, guys. Yes. And then 2 weeks before that, SummerSlam, his brother gets in the ring with Mike Tyson. a WWE Hall of Famer. I mean, just watch a WrestleMania 14 if you know, if you don't know what's up. But that's just exciting. I have mixed reactions about that as well, because I didn't want Mike Tyson to validate Jake Paul and all these fucking influencers as boxers. I was so happy that he never stooped to that level. But then, as I said before, I love marketing and I love business. And can you imagine the bag that they are throwing Mike Tyson to fight Jake Paul? He just better not lose. Let's put it that way, okay? Better not lose. So yeah, Mike ain't doing no jobs, okay? Okay, I don't care how big the bag is, all right? It's called legacy, okay? Legacy. Also, shout out to Muhammad Ali, who was announced, another legendary boxer who was involved in the early days and a huge professional wrestling fan, a big part of the first WrestleMania. He was one of the big name celebrities that was there. And another, see where pop culture and wrestling are always there, always meeting. But he's going to be inducted. I thought he was in the Hall of Fame already, which is kind of shocking, but I'm excited for that. So now we're on to another huge and famous wrestling fan, and that is West Side Gunn. He shared a photo of the fourth rope title. He has the world title, then he has the women's fourth rope championship, and it is all to promote an event that he is throwing in Philadelphia the week of Mania. I want to say that Friday night. So after you go to SmackDown and Hall of Fame, you can go to West Side Gunn's event. It is unfortunately sold out, you know, but I would keep an eye out because you know how, you know, tickets open back up. Of course, I'm going to do my Wally Mania plug as well. Get your tickets. If you don't have your Wally Mania tickets by now, like I don't know what you're doing with your life. And I am sure there are way more announcements coming. There have already been so many announcements. So get your ticket and pay close attention. But West Side Gunn, who I have kikied with backstage at Wally Mania a couple of times, has presented this beautiful fourth rope championship belt. Also, the women is absolutely gorgeous. But his event, Heels Have Eyes, is going to have sounds by DJ Drama. It's a wrestling show. There'll be surprise performances, exclusive merch. And I'm going to try to find a way to get into this party so that I can report back to you, because you got Wally Mania, you've got Rumble, Battle Rumble, the rap event that Mega ran through in January during Rumble season. So like, I'm all the way here for these hip hop wrestling mashups. Like, let's do it. Especially coming from these rappers are huge wrestling fans. So they're doing it for us. And I love it. I absolutely love it. Speaking of people I love, Liv Morgan recently posted a teaser pic with Funny Marco. If you do not know who Funny Marco is, he is hilarious. And he does really dry, sarcastic interviews with celebrities. He recently did one with John Cena that went viral, and they talk about how John Cena defines the hood, and it's so funny. So I am so curious to see what he is cooking up with Miss Liv Morgan, and he has just the right interview style that can be really fun WWE content. So who knows what more we can see with WWE and Funny Marco. Speaking of John Cena, he has literally been everywhere. I've talked about his new movie, Ricky Stenicki, on Amazon Prime is out. He has made an OnlyFans account to promote this. Recently, he was naked at the Oscars. He was at the Drew Barrymore show. He was on Chris Van Vliet's show and talked about a lot of fun stuff. You know, John Cena is the type of celebrity that can really fit into anywhere. Like, I think I forgot what car commercial he's the voiceover for, and I'm just chilling and I'm just like, wait, is that John Cena's voice? So he can literally do it all. So on the Drew Barrymore show, the New Day's also been on there as well. And you can tell she really loves when the wrestlers are on there. But he teaches her how to do a WWE entrance. It is so heartwarming. Go over to my TikTok to see the clip. And John Cena, He's one of my favorite people, by the way. He is so encouraging. And so I can see him being a really, really good teacher, because the way he's like, you got this, Drew, you know, teaching her how to be a, you know, a WWE superstar is really, really cool. He did a skit with Jimmy Kimmel at the Oscars where they were celebrating an anniversary of a streaker at the awards, and John Cena jokes that he doesn't want to do it anymore, but now he has to, so he presents naked. But what I did like about this moment is that he is talking about wrestling at the Oscars. They make a joke about how he wrestles in jorts, and that wrestling in jorts is worse than being naked. But I think what's so cool about that is, like, John Cena is talking about wrestling at the fucking Oscars. Like, mind blown. Of course, The Rock was there. He presented with Bad Bunny. So this is why I love this show, is seeing Bad Bunny, future Wrestling Hall of Famer, okay? Period. The Rock and a naked John Cena at the motherfucking Oscars. I mean, that's why this show exists. For you know, for moments like that. John Cena's also been promoting his OnlyFans account. It's a whole thing. And leave in the comments if John Cena follows you on Twitter, because I'm very curious. So it's pretty normal for The Rock and John Cena to be at the Oscars. They're like Hollywood's biggest stars right now. But what I am very, very proud of is seeing my girl, Nikki Garcia, on the Oscars red carpet. Of course, this isn't the first time, you know, WWE superstars or divas have gone to the Oscars. They were everywhere, you know, in the Total Divas era, Natalia, Paige, Brie. But this time, Nikki is there as Nikki Garcia, and she was invited back on E! To host a fashion segment for the Oscars. She previously did so for the Grammys. So this is just a really huge, huge, huge deal. I am so beyond proud of Nikki and Brie, but I know for Nikki, this is great moment for her. She looks phenomenal. She is very on trend with that deep side part. I don't know if you guys have been noticing that is a really big trend right now. So she is hitting on all cylinders. I am beyond proud of you, Nikki. And more WWE at the Oscars and all these big award shows. I am here for it. We are just a couple weeks, or even less than a couple weeks, away from Becky Lynch's memoir debut, The Man Not Your Average Girl. So a lot of people have been getting advanced copies of the book, and there is one particular photo that has gone viral, and it is a photo of Becky and Seth naked with their championship belt covering their parts. This is during the era when Seth was Universal Champion and Becky was Becky Two Belts. So she had two belts to cover the top and the bottom, let's put it that way. And what's hilarious is the caption is, you knew this photo to exist, didn't you? And you kind of like think, like, do wrestlers do that? And it's like, obviously they totally do. But I mean, you know, me, if my man is fucking champion, you know, like, who knows? You got to take the pick, right? I feel you, Becky. I do want to do another plug. First of all, BeckyLynchBook.com, get an autographed copy, support. Her book tour is almost selling out, so make sure you sign up for that. We are hosting a book club, a Becky book club, two sessions in April. Go over to our Patreon and sign up. It is free to join. However, you do need to be a patron, and it's going to be so fun because we'll talk about photos like this and so many other fucking revelations, I'm sure we're gonna find out in Becky's book. So make sure you get that and join the book club. And I cannot wait to see what else is in Becky's memoir. Lita, she is always busy at signings, and her fans are probably some of the most passionate fans. And she was presented with this beautiful painting by a fan. It is so, so good. And you can just tell by the smile on her face that she loves it. So go over to Lita's Instagram, and then you can see the artist, Nathan, who painted it. Big wrestling fan. It is absolutely gorgeous. I love it. This is so cool for you, Lita. Speaking of cool for Lita, she has her own signature sandwich at Ike's Sandwiches, and he promoted it on International Women's Day. And I'm going to tell you what is in this sandwich. It is vegan, of course, because if you know Lita, she is vegan. And she loves this sandwich place. It's one of her favorite sandwich places. And she got really cool with the owner, who calls himself a sandwich wizard. And they collaborated on this sandwich. So I'm going to tell you what's on it. You can get the Lita Cumrana at all Ike's locations. They are all over the country. And you order it using the numbers 114, which is for her birthday. So this is what you get on the Lita Cumrana: vegan chicken, wasabi mayo, the Ike's special teriyaki sauce, mushrooms, and vegan cheese. I am not vegan, but I am a fan of vegan sandwiches, and that sounds amazing. So if you are at Ike's, make sure you order the number 414 in honor of Lita's birthday, and go on her Instagram and tell her how you love it. Tag her, tag the sandwich shop. If I'm somewhere and I see Ike's, I'm definitely trying it. I mean, it also, how cool is it to have your own sandwich? And if you had your own signature sandwich, what would you name it? Because the Lita Cumrana is pretty good. You know, Queen PR also sounds like a good sandwich name as well. But I want to know also what would be on your signature sandwich. Let me know. Rhea Ripley and her fiance, Buddy Matthews, attended UFC 299. A lot of couples have date night at UFC fights. I'm like, is that something that I need to, you know, am I missing out? No, like, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker go to UFC games all the time. Bianca and Montez went to one recently as well. And I guess it makes sense, you know, with the merger, there's to be, you know, more of this. And then, you know, it's really cool just seeing a happy couple out enjoying, you know, a good fight. And speaking of couples, it's wedding season, or at least it feels that way. Tenille Dashwood and Mike Rallis recently got married, and also Dom Mysterio and his longtime girlfriend Marie Juliet tied the knot. I also just love, I love love, and I love seeing these happy couples and all these beautiful photographs from their weddings. But the fact that they're people exclusive, that is a big deal. If you grew up in the magazine era like I did, if you had a people exclusive baby announcement, wedding, you were a big deal. So congratulations to Tenille and Mike and Dom and Marie. Go check out photos from Dom Mysterio's wedding. He gets booed during a speech. Okay, I think that cements him as one of the greatest heels of all time, to get booed at your own wedding. Rhea Ripley was there, Damian Priest, of course, you know, his father, Rey Mysterio. It looked like it was a really, really, really good time, and the photos were absolutely breathtaking. So congratulations to them. Also, Sonya Deville, who recently got married to her wife, and that her wedding was also people exclusive, just released new photos from their wedding. So go over and check those out. Congratulations to all the beautiful couples. Okay, I am getting the Rock Slaps Cody shirt because, first of all, it's comic book style and it actually has the actual word bang. Okay, so he's slapping Cody Rhodes, the crybaby, and it says bang. Like, that's the shirt that you have to get. Like, The Rock has plenty in his closet. He even said, yo, the shirt is lit. So make sure you get that shirt, because that's what you're going to be wanting to wear when Cody loses again. And then you can treat your skin with The Rock's new skincare line. Papatui is now available in Target and on the official website. And it is a men's skincare line, which I think is so important because, you know, people think men don't have, you know, beauty routines, but they absolutely have self-care routines. And I think it is important for us to encourage that. And The Rock is the best person to lead the front. There are already rave reviews about this product. You can now get, you know, everything from deodorant to moisturizer to shampoo now in Target. And I love it. He did a whole skincare routine video with Vogue right before the Oscars. So you can see how The Rock uses these products. Like I said before, there have already been rave reviews about it. If you've tried it or have bought it already, I would love to know how it is. Do I need to buy my boo some, you know? And if you listen to Ringer Wrestling, I know that Wednesday Worldwide is also going to do a review on the products. And I cannot wait to see what those guys come up with because I'm a huge fan of Wednesday Worldwide. Speaking of Cody Rhodes, he might be a crybaby, but his theme song slaps. And clearly, everyone on Spotify agrees because it has now surpassed 40 million streams on Spotify, which is huge. I don't listen to wrestling theme songs like in my real life spare time, but I've learned that a lot of people do, especially in the gym. So I'm wondering, like, are most of these people listening to Cody's theme song Kingdom in the gym? Or is this just something that y'all be banging out to in your car? Let me know. What other themes do I need to add to my gym playlist? Like, is this a thing I'm missing out on? Because clearly, y'all are fucking with listening to Kingdom on Spotify. You know? I love it. I love that. I love that for you, Cody. Speaking of numbers, Batista is starring in Dune 2, and it made a whopping $80 million in the opening weekend. Okay, $80 million plus. Okay, I have not seen Dune 2. The bigger stars, of course, Zendaya, Timothy, whatever his name is, and Elvis are in it, but I'm checking for Batista, okay? And he does a phenomenal job in the film. So congratulations to him and everyone involved for all of the success on that opening weekend. Raw was in Houston this week, and one of the most famous people from Houston, no, not Beyonce, Travis Scott was at Raw, and he is known to be a wrestling fan. His spritz is called Cactus Jack. Okay, I don't think you need to know where that is from. And he rocked a vintage Stone Cold Steve Austin rattlesnake shirt. When he arrived to the building, he linked up with Jey Uso. So it was a time. And of course, in the crowd, he had to get the crowd hype because I don't think anyone gets a crowd more hype than Travis Scott. I hope they do something with him. And I would love to see him at WrestleMania. But either way, it was a really dope moment. And you can see him taking a pic with Triple H. Yo, we got to do a whole show on just celebrities that took pictures with Triple H because this is fucking awesome. Shout out to Travis Scott. DJ Luian attended SmackDown and welcomed back Rey Mysterio when he came back from injury. This is not the first time he has been backstage. He's friends with the LWO. You can see him here photographed with The Rock and CM Punk. I love when these hardcore wrestling fans that just happen to be celebrities in other aspects of entertainment get to come and live their dreams and take photos with their favorite wrestlers. It's so cool because they're us, you know, like we're them in these moments. So really, really, really cool. I'm sure this is not the last we will see of DJ. Congratulations, Maya Lesnar, who won the indoor NCAA shot put championship. She made a mark of 18.53 meters, which I'm guessing like is a lot because she's champion. She goes to Colorado State. Congratulations, Maya. Cardi B just dropped one of her new songs, Like What Freestyle. And yes, there is a lyric in there about Stone Cold Steve Austin. She's talking about how her diamonds, like Stone Cold Steve Austin, like, oh my God, like I had to rewind that part back so many different times because I love when there is a good WWE fucking name drop in a song. And Cardi B out of all people. Also, I really like the song too. She's coming out with new music. So hopefully there are, you know, a couple more, you know, wrestling references in there because I'm all the way here for it. She is a huge wrestling fan as well. So dope. Dope shit. Trish Stratus, thank you, Trish, was recently on Gorilla Position and she talked Rhea Ripley and Becky Lynch at Mania and her career, but she also talked about how her cage match with Becky Lynch is one of her favorite matches, if not the favorite match. And she's had an illustrious career. So for her to say that her favorite match was in 2023 with, you know, one of the current GOATs, I love to hear it. And I would not be surprised if we see Trish, you know, in Philadelphia for Mania, even if it's at WWE World or something, but I would love to see her. Mick Foley recently shared a photo on his Instagram with Priscilla Presley. Yes, Elvis Presley's widow. How these two ended up in the same room to take a photo, I have no idea. But I think it's the coolest thing ever. And it just shows you how universal all of this is. Because, like, who would ever imagine Mick Foley a photo with Priscilla Presley? And that is why I love doing this show. There's so much that goes on outside of the ring in this magical world of wrestling that we love. And I am here to give you the weekly roundup of everything that you need to know, everything your favorite wrestlers are up to outside of the ring. I want to show love to everyone that is out there doing their thing. Every red carpet, every award show that we see WWE intersect is a big deal. And that is what we get into on this show. So make sure you hit that like button, you hit that subscribe button, and you hit the bell for notifications, because you're not going to want to miss any of the new episodes. You got to get it now. And make sure you follow me, Queen PR, everywhere, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, at Queen3_PR. And let me know how you feel about the show. I'll see you next week.